And we're going to turn back to issues at home. And households with a disabled member face annual additional financial costs of up to €29,000 per annum. This significant financial burden puts families at a high risk of poverty. The figures come from a study adjusting estimates of poverty for the cost of disability by the Economic and Social Research Institute and the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. And Liam Herrick, Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, is here in studio. Liam, you're very welcome.
Good morning, Mary.
The figures in this report are way higher than an earlier report that was undertaken in 2021. That report put costs between €9,000 and €12,000. Has something significantly changed here, or was that just about calculation? Are there other factors at play here, including the cost of living?
I think there's a number of ways you can look at this. First of all, I suppose, from the perspective of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, the human rights and the discrimination experienced by people with disabilities has been a priority issue for us for many years. And it's always been recognised that households that have a person with disability living in it not only face lower income because of issues primarily to do with access to the labour market, but also face higher costs, such as, for example, physical infrastructure, heating, healthcare and so on. But we felt that we didn't really have adequate research into understanding the dynamics within that. And when you apply new research tools and methodological tools to the existing situation, you find, first of all, that even on the traditional measurements, as you say, it seems to be higher. The cost is higher than previously estimated. That may reflect that since the pandemic that there have been real increases in costs in healthcare and so on. But I think what's more significant with this research is that up to now, the policymakers have tended to focus on the income impact and not so much on the cost dimension.
And if you like, the household impact, which is what you're talking about here. €29,000, that is a significant sum. Talk to me a little bit more about the dynamics at play that you're talking about.
Well, in terms of that disposable income, what we're seeing is that the average household with a person with disability is spending between 52 and 59% on average of their disposable income. So that's between 488 and 555 euros per week on the cost of disability. Now, that's an average. There are families that have a person with a more severe disability, a much higher rate, up to as much as 75% of their
income. And is that excluding the welfare supplements that are provided?
So this is to do with what's the disposable income. So it's what's left over.
It's what's left.
And what we're also seeing is, if you dig deeper, that not all households, of course, are the same. So depending on the age, households with people of working age are affected more significantly, and also smaller households. If there's two or three people, it tends to be affected more proportionately than others. I suppose what's the lesson from this? The lesson from this is that we need to refine the way in which we develop policy for people with disability in terms of income, and we need to develop more refined welfare supports which look at the real lived experience of people with disability and those additional costs, some of which to date have been relatively invisible.
To do what?
Well, to ensure that they avoid the risk of poverty. I mean, the bottom line here is that traditionally we estimated that the average population, there's a 10% risk of poverty. For people with disability and their household is 24%. But if you actually look and factor in the full cost of disability, which hasn't been fully appreciated, we estimate the risk of poverty for households with a person with disability living in it are between 65 and 76%, much, much higher than previously estimated. But that would bring us in line with previous research in other Northern European countries. So what we're seeing is that this section of our population, a very significant section of the population, are at a much higher risk of poverty than the rest of the population.
Bottom line here is there's a massive job of work to be done by government.
There is. And what's positive, I think, is that this research conducted by ourselves and ESRI, you know, can assist and support government. In the programme for government, there's a very strong emphasis on disability. There's a Minister of State with responsibility. The Taoiseach has set up a special unit in the Department of Taoiseach. We feel that this research can inform a better policy around
the
question of poverty.
Time for action.
the time for action, and it's a question of having the ambition. The fact that we have this proportion of our population at this increased risk of poverty, and what we know about their health outcomes, their life expectancy, and their possibility of getting back into the labour force and education, we know that these are profound long-term disabling effects. And the types of measures we've used today, for example, one-off grants for the cost of disability, are not adequate to meet the fact that this is a permanent and ongoing increased cost for these families.
All right. Liam Herrick, thank you very much for coming into us this morning.